We are ninth graders from Aspen High School. We recently researched environmental issues and we want you to help save our planet. The Roaring Fork Valley is in an extreme drought. This can have great effects on the safety of our rivers, lakes, and all natural resources. Fortunately, there are some simple solutions that can make a difference.
According to the Roaring Fork Conservancy, as of September 1st, 2020, we entered into a Stage 2 water shortage, which is considered an extreme drought. Pickens County streams are running at 40 to 70% of median flows. Along with Pickens County, Eagle County has remained in a Stage 1 fire restrictions. Garfield County did not have any restrictions besides the restrictions on outdoor water use.
In the Roaring Fork Valley, our economy is based off of our ski mountains. With the drought continuing to get worse, companies are being forced to make more snow to keep mountains running. Although it is working, it is far more expensive and less terrain is open for skiers and snowboarders.
The Colorado River provides water for more than 40 million people, and 75% of the water in the river comes from the state of Colorado, much of it from forested watersheds. According to ACES, Colorado's average statewide snowpack could decline by 13% between 2041 and 2070, with that number doubling later in the century.
Here's some easy things you can do to help. You can take shorter showers, install water-saving faucets or shower heads, use a rain barrel, install a gray water collector, begin using drip irrigation, and only run the dishwasher and washing machine when you have a full load. Composting can also help improve water quality. You can also reach out to local advocacy programs such as the Youth Water Summit Program.
As members of our community, we want to help prevent droughts, fires, and climate change. This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thanks for listening.